Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Wires of War, Technology and the Global Struggle for Power by Jacob Hellberg, read by Jesse Einstein.
Prologue. I remember just about every detail of the day that turned my world upside down. It was a fall morning in San Francisco in 2017, as ordinary as any other. In the cafeteria of Google's Spear Street building, I helped myself to my usual scrambled eggs, then traced the trolley tracks on my walk to the policy office in a separate Google building in the bustling Embarcadero district. Googlers of all ages were scattered throughout our office space, typing furiously, attending meetings, or taking calls in soundproof telephone booths. As Google's lead for news policy, it was my job to help the company think through the implications of much of the work my colleagues around me were engaged in. I settled into a desk on the third floor and opened my laptop to answer email. I was typing away when I learned that we had a problem, potentially a big one. Unfortunately, I can't recount many of the sensitive internal details, but the issue had to do with the epidemic of so-called fake news during the 2016 election. Although the press had reported on incidents of disinformation spreading online during the election, for much of 2017, most technologists in Silicon Valley still believed that assuming technology platforms influenced the electoral outcome in any material way would be a leap too far. It can be hard to remember, through the smokescreen of hindsight and all that we've learned since, that this was the prevailing consensus at the time. But it was. To fully understand what happened, you first have to appreciate how Google works day to day. Beyond Google's search function, the company offers a host of products that require accounts. Anyone can watch videos on YouTube, one of Google's subsidiaries, but to post a video or to place an ad on Google, you need to create an account. Google regularly eliminates accounts that spew spam or serially infringe on established copyrights. What Google had discovered, as the media later reported, was that an organization called
Sample complete. Ready to continue?